Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 29 regarding Tyra, T-Y-R-A, Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N. As per the record supplied, Tyra Chapman was seen on 2-9-22 by Dr. Ward, W-A-R-D, for acute right ankle pain. Period the date of injury was 2-4-22. Period she had been to MedExpress and using an air cast with one crush since the visit there on 2-7-22. Dr. Ward performed a focused examination. Period. X-rays were obtained, demonstrating minimally displaced distal fibula fracture, distal to the syndesmosis, but otherwise there was no clear evidence of traumatic or osteochondral pathology. Period tibiofibular overlapped and medial clear space are within normal limits. Period no significant degenerative changes were appreciated. Period. Overall, his diagnosis was peroneal tendinopathy, as well as a Weber, W-E-B-E-R, a distal fibular fracture. Period. They agreed to pursue a CAMBOOT with calcium and vitamin D supplementation for the next 4 weeks. Period. She did return on 3-8-22, saying her aching, sharp pain comes and goes. Period. Repeat ankles were done, demonstrating interpol and incomplete healing of her leg, very distal fibula fracture. Period. There was no further displacement and no other pathology. Period. She was to wean out of the boot in the next 2 weeks, and we're going to start therapy. Period. She was also provided with an ASO brace. Period. New paragraph at the visit on 4-7-22. She was still not healed yet on x-ray. Period. However, her symptoms were somewhat improved. Period. She was going to continue on physical therapy. Period. On 4-21-22, x-ray showed bony remodeling, comma, bridging callus, as well as incomplete healing of her distal fibular fracture. Period. However, Dr. Ward wrote, they showed interval and complete healing. Period. They discussed that she is healing but not healed. Period. She felt ready to return to work. Period. She can do this as long as she wears a brace. Period. She returned to Dr. Ward on 7-14-22 when x-rays were repeated. Period. They showed a persistent lucency at the level of her Weber A distal fibula fracture. Period. A corticosteroid injection was instilled. Period. He did not recommend intervention for the time being. Period. However, if it does not heal and become symptomatic, excision may be necessary. Period. He was considering settling with workers' compensation. Period. He recommended that she wait to see if it heals and may require surgery in the future. Period. She had been back to work full-time. Period. She was having a great deal of anterior lateral impingement type symptoms, for which he recommended the aforementioned injection. Period. It does not appear that she had continued immobilization or use of a crutch at this point. Period. He did not describe her gait. Period. His last physical exam wrote, there was tenderness and swelling presently anterior lateral ankle, but no tenderness of the distal fibula. Period. However, this is the same exact physical exam that was written on most of the previous visits already. Period. This is true from 4/7/22 forward. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on 2/4/22. Tyra Chapman injured her right ankle area at work. She evidently went to MedExpress, where she was placed in a splint and on one crutch. Period. She then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Ward on 2/9/22. Period. He placed her in a CAM boot and diagnosed a Weber A distal fibula fracture along with peroneal neuropathy. Period. She received conservative care over the next few months. Period. Her x-rays did not show healing early on. Period. At her final set of x-rays, there was still persistent lucency. Period. She had already been back to work in a full-duty capacity. Speaking to her high functional level, period, she did have x-rays and physical exam that correlate her with her diagnostic studies. Period. However, there is clear repetition in his physical, documented physical exams. Period. I will rate this case for a distal fibular fracture. Period. End.